I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later, we're going to check in with our personal finance guru, Alvin Hall, for some tough talk about getting out of debt. Brace yourselves. But first, it's time for our weekly check-in with the Mocha Moms. We turn to them every week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. So today, we want to talk about mentoring, especially mentoring boys. According to the National Mentoring Partnership, half of young Americans, about 17 million kids, want or need mentors. Of that, only a small fraction, about 2 million, are getting the attention they want. That leaves 15 million youths still waiting for help. It's an issue that's important to Alma Powell. She's the chair of America's Promise, an alliance of organizations dedicated to lifting up youth. She's also an author, volunteer, mom, and the wife of former Secretary of State Colin Powell. She joins us here in our Washington studios, along with our regular Mocha Moms, Jolene Ivey, co-founder of the Mocha Moms and a mother of five, Davina McFarlane, a mother of three, and Shelley English Figaro, president emerita of Mocha Moms and also a mother of three. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi there.
Mrs. Powell, your husband, former Secretary of State Colin Powell, founded America's Promise in 1997. How did you both get involved with this idea?
Well, America's Promise, the summit, was somebody else's idea. All of the living presidents called together a summit for the America's future, because in a country as rich as we are and with so many resources, there are far too many children who fall through the cracks. So the summit was called to discuss how we can make a difference and how we can save those kids. And thousands of people came from all over the country, all youth-serving organizations, volunteers from everywhere. It was a magnificent occasion. And America's Promise, the Alliance, was born from that summit, and Colin became the founding chairman. At the time, I was there at the summit, and I've always been a volunteer, and I've always been worked with young people, so it's a natural fit. I come from a tradition of my parents working with young people. My father was a high school principal. My mother founded Girl Scouting for African American girls in the state of Alabama. So this has always been part of my psyche, if you will. So it just comes naturally. And so here we are celebrating 10 years now, and it's quite an exciting time.
One of the projects that you're working on now deals with the mentoring of young boys who don't have a father figure in the home. It's called Double Duty Dads. And obviously this is an issue of tremendous concern in many communities, but particularly in the African American community.
Yes, that's a project of the National Fatherhood Initiative, which is a partner of the Alliance. And everybody recognizes the need for mentors in the lives of young boys. Even boys who have fathers need somebody outside of the family to kind of walk them along and help them in learning how to become a man. Somehow, our men do not volunteer to be mentors. And so we have got to raise that awareness and get more people to be involved. That is a very big problem.
How is this particular program going to work?
It's mainly to raise consciousness about how important it is, but along the way, tell them about opportunities there are to go and mentor. Walk them over there, if you will, and say, here they are. Now, can you help? Hopefully that will work. If it won't, we'll have to go back to the drawing board and think of something else.
Okay. Well, I want to raise a sticky issue, and I want to bring the other moms in on this conversation, because I think one of the tricky issues for a lot of people is feeling that they have time for their own kids, let alone enough time for other people's kids. And I think all of you, the regular Mocha Moms compliment, you're, you know, very blessed to have men in your lives who are constant, who are there for your kids. And I just wonder if you ever struggle with this. Shelley, I'm going to start with you because your husband is an emergency room physician, and you've shared with us that sometimes he works 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. He's actually in critical care, so we really don't see a lot of dad in the house. So it is very difficult for him to give back to the community at this point in his life. I think part of his giving back to the community is making sure people who are pulled out of mangled car wrecks are saved. And that's, I think, his contribution at this point. His other contribution is making it so that I have some extra time in my life to volunteer. Mocha Moms has a huge volunteer initiative.
And what are some of the things that you do?
The chapters do a variety of different things. Actually, just last month, we had a wonderful initiative. We put on a very huge community service outreach program just last month in Prince George's County that addressed that problem, teaching the women.
Jolene, how do you work this out in your household? Because your husband also has one of these crazy jobs that could be 24/7. He's the state's attorney in a jurisdiction outside of Washington, D.C. And you're also in public service, which is something you took on this year for the first time. But five boys is no joke.
Generally, you don't have to look too far to find somebody who needs help. And they're usually right at your doorstep. So in our case, there's a kid who lives right across the street from us. He just started coming over and hanging out with my kids. And we knew his family well enough to know that they had some challenges. And we just like him. I mean, heck, I love him. I love the kid. And he would come over, and just because I do like to cook, there would be food. And there's nothing like food to draw a boy over. So we'd just feed him every night. And he would just come over and look in the pot and get something to eat and play on our computer.
Well, did the other kids ever resent this? I mean, I have twins. And sometimes, you know, one of the challenges for those of you who have multiples is sometimes that each kid wants your lap.
Right.
And I feel bad about that. Did the other boys ever feel like, wait a minute, I'm not getting enough of mom's attention. Now you're adding another.
Right. We would occasionally have discussions about it. And I'd say, look, you know this kid and you know he's got problems and you know that you've got so much. So, you know, get over it. And, they, you know, they do like the kid. They just thought maybe he was over a little more than they wanted to see him. But in the end, what I ended up doing, I talked to his mom about me being her at school, because she wasn't able to do it. She had some problems. She wasn't able to come to his school. So I got her to sign a letter that gave me authority to talk to his teachers about his grades and about his behavior. And I would be her. I went to PTA meetings. I met with his teachers. And we got him through that year of school that was extremely challenging. And then the next year, I went back, and the school wouldn't let me do it. They said the letter had to be notarized. And this was not a hurdle that this woman was going to be able to overcome. It seemed simple to the rest of us, get a letter notarized, but it was not simple for her. He ended up dropping out that year. Mm-hmm. And that was really difficult. But he did eventually get his GRE with the help of me driving him back and forth to the place where he was getting the classes. And he seems to be doing okay. One thing that was great, sometimes he'd be there when Glenn, when my husband would be home, and they would have just chats about whatever. And I think that that was really valuable for him, too.
This raises a couple questions. Emma Powell, is this one of the things you had in mind? Because I'm wondering if this is perhaps more common than we are acknowledging,
this
these
is
kinds
very
of informal
mm-hmm.
mentoring relationships
yes.
that don't necessarily show up
they
on somebody's chart.
They don't come under mentoring mm-hmm. with quotation marks. It happens all the time. In every neighborhood that has a closeness, I see it in my son's neighborhood, their house is full of boys all the time. And there's always at least one that needs a little extra something. And they're just enfolded into the family. It was the same thing when mine were growing up. My house was always full of kids. And there were those who were lacking some things at home that they came to my house to get. A lot of times it was because I was the only mother who wasn't working. And so they were happy to come home from school to a mom and have an after-school snack. I remember being so very flattered one day. My doorbell rang, and there were four little boys on the front step. My son was not among them. And they were carrying an injured friend who had gotten hurt down in the woods, but they could only think to bring him to me. And I thought, well, that says something about how they feel about me and my house. This is the safe place for them to come. This is somebody who will take care of them. That kind of mentoring goes on all the time, and we do it without even thinking about it. But there is a problem about giving yourself to outside causes and neglecting your own children.
I wanted to ask how you worked that out. How did you? You had a lot of responsibilities. The world knows before your husband was Secretary of State, he had a long career in military service, culminating in being the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He had appointments right. at the White House. You know,
life
how did you
in
the
military community is very close, mm-hmm. and so neighborhoods and neighbors are very close, so that we swapped off with our children. They were all comfortable in each other's houses, and you depended on other people to help you when you needed to run out somewhere and be somewhere else. Then you have the problem of making them feel secure and a part of what you are doing and special with what you are doing. Give them a place and a job to do in what you are doing. Make them a part of it.
I'm speaking with the Mocha Moms, Jolene Ivey, Davina McFarland, and Shelley English Figueroa. Our special guest mom is Alma Powell, wife of former Secretary of State Colin Powell and chair of America's Promise, the Alliance. Davina, how do you work this out in your household?
Like Mrs. Powell, we've been involved in scouting for many, many years. All three of my boys who live with me, I have two sons and my nephew who lives with us as well. They are all three Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts, whichever age. And my husband has been the Cub Master, Scout Master, Den Leader, whichever, every one of those 6 years that we've been involved in scouting. And we do run into that. My husband is also the camp director for the day camp that my boys attended last week. We do run into the problem, or, you know, one of the boys said, you know, Daddy, you were at this part of the camp yesterday and you were there and you didn't come to see me do this. And my husband, you know, we have to talk to them and say, you guys have, again, so much. And we need to make sure that all boys are well taken care of, not just you. And you know that when you're here at home with us, you're absolutely our priority. And the reason we're involved in scouting is because of you, to make sure that it is a good experience for you and all the other children who are involved as well.
How does that go over?
You know, they're children, so it's hard for them to wrap their mind around, but they do eventually. They get it. They do. Because they are innately compassionate people. And they're very proud that their parents are volunteering, but also knowing that they're helping other kids.
Okay, now I'm going to ask the delicate question. Mm. We know that there's such a need for male figures out there. But do any of you as spouses ever think your husband's doing too much and you think you'd rather that he be more available to your family? Is that ever an issue?
You have to get over it.
That's true.
It's just like the kids have to get over it. We have to get over
really?
It.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And it's especially true with military families. Men are gone. Mm-hmm. And you're in charge. And you have to get over that. You find that you have strength that you didn't know that you had. You have to go down there and look for it and say, all right, then I've got to pull myself together and do this. It's me that's in charge of this. And
also that's right. Known as right. Get over it.
Get over it.
Okay, Jolene,
exactly
make it
right.
Down.
Absolutely. Because the truth is, I mean, a large part of your husband's success is based upon the fact that you can do it
that's
alone.
Right.
Because they can't be successful if you can't be successful
no.
in what you're doing.
And you've probably seen military families Absolutely. Where the men's career went down the drain because the wife was too dependent.
Absolutely.
Mr. Powell, I wanted to ask you about the question of, like, Jolene was giving a very powerful example of wanting to step in, but it sounds to me like the other mother was willing to accept your participation.
Yes.
Can you talk about the question of where you draw the boundaries? Like, what if you see a need and is clearly a need, but the other family is not as welcoming? Do you have any thoughts
that
about how you set
problem.
Boundaries?
That is a problem. You have to try to win them over, but then when you don't, you have to know that there's just so far I can go, and so that there's this much more I have to give this child before we reach that wall that the parent has drawn. Mm-hmm. Try to break down the barriers when you can by making them a part of things.
Talk to me about, if you would, what some of your favorite volunteer experiences have been. I'm going to ask each of the ladies to talk about that.
Well, there have been many. I loved being a Girl Scout leader. I actually felt that I was following in my mother's footsteps. I wore her uniform, and standing there with her uniform on and her pen, teaching the same songs that she taught me to a bunch of little girls, was a passing on of something. Now, none of my girls that were Girl Scouts have decided to be Girl Scout leaders, but if they should, they do have a feeling about volunteering, however.
And finally, ladies, I wanted to ask each of you what your favorite volunteer experiences are. And what about for folks who are listening to our conversation who feel, I just don't have time. What would your advice be so we can start? Do you want to start?
Right now, I have been the PTA president, and I really do enjoy that. The best part about being involved in PTA is that I get to go to school and every kid in the school knows me.
That's it.
And
nice.
I love that. So that was one of my favorite volunteer experiences.
And so for those who feel they don't have time, any guidance thoughts?
You know what? An hour a week is all is needed. That's not really a lot. And a lot of government people that work in the federal government, it is available for you to take, I don't know what it's called, but some kind of leave through the federal government where you don't even, it's paid leave and it's 1 hour.
That's true. And some private corporations I know are doing that too. Okay, that's good. Shelley?
A lot of these moms who might be listening have very young children. And I have a 2-year-old. And my time is limited because I have a two-year-old. And so when you have very, very young children, you have to really recognize the season of life that you're in. And it may not be your season to do a lot of volunteer work outside the home when you have toddlers and infants. You might just have to wait until you have more time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Shelley. I say totally ignore what Shelley just said. And just figure out what you can do, because I think that if you have time during the day and if you have the energy or the interest of working directly with children, schools are usually great places to go.
Jolene, get over it. That's what we're going to call it. Jolene, get over it, Ivy. I want to follow the last couple of seconds here. America's Promise, as you pointed out, it's celebrating 10 years. What's next?
Well, we're going to announce our five-year program on Wednesday night. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary in New York. We will have President Clinton and President Bush 41 representing the presidents who signed the original proclamation. And that five-year plan going forward is to impact the lives of 15 million children with the five promises, using three basic strategies: schools as hubs, going where the kids are, and preparing them for the real world with service learning and so forth. We are faced with alarming statistics in this country. 25% of our children do not graduate. Among children of color, blacks and Hispanics, almost 50% of them do not graduate from high school. If we don't do something about that, this country has no future.
Alma Powell, thank you.
Thank you.
Alma Powell is the chair of America's Promise. She's the wife of the former Secretary of State Colin Powell. Jolene Ivy is a co-founder of Mocha Moms. Shelley English Figaro is Mocha Moms President Emerita. Davina McFarlane is an active Mocha Moms member. They all joined us from our studios in Washington. For more information about America's Promise, Alliance, and Mocha Moms, you can consult our website, npr.org/tellmemore. Ladies, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.